You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
I just heard Mary tell a caller on the phone, but we're shifting gears right now. Yes, we are. That's either the good point or the bad point about live call-in radio. Once in a while, we have to shift gears. Those who wish to talk about this whole billing thing, please give us a call a little later on in the program. For now, we want to talk about and check in with someone we have talked to a number of times before, and that's Greg Smalls. He's the co-founder of STOP, that group in Port Elgin. STOP stands for Saugeen Shores Turbine Operation Policy, battling that one turbine put up recently by the Canadian Auto Workers Union. Greg, welcome back to Zoomer Radio.
Thanks very much for having us again. Good to talk to you.
Well, what is the absolute latest? Can you bring us up to date?
Well, essentially, we're pleased to report that the CAW... for whatever reasons, have not chosen to start the turbine yet, even though, as you know, it's been erected since probably the end of February. So we're not sure what's happening, but we would like to think that Ken is having second thoughts.
I wonder, do you think?
Well, you can always hope. We've been in constant communication with him, as you could appreciate, trying to encourage him to do the right thing. And hope springs eternal.
You've copied me on all the notes that you've sent to him. Pretty compelling arguments, I think, in terms of that one turbine affecting, many houses right on top of the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you've had... it's probably the worst the best example.
It is. It's both, isn't it?
Yep.
If you're trying to mount a successful argument, it's the best example. If you live there, it's the worst example.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Have you had any word at all back from Ken Lewenza or Ken Bondi or anybody else at the education center there?
You know, at this point, Dale, nothing has changed.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad when on their own website still today they tout how they're in constant communication with our community. And I can say as the representative of STOP, the residents group, we have yet to speak with them directly.
Well, that was one of your initial complaints going way back when. They wouldn't talk to you.
Exactly. But interestingly enough, we met this week with the representatives of the Gray Bruce Labor Council, which represents all of the unions in Gray and Bruce County.
All right.
And they wanted a meeting because they wanted us to respect their rights to their annual Labor Day parade. And we had a good meeting.
What do you mean respect? What do you mean respect their rights? What, I don't understand what they wanted.
Well, essentially, they would prefer if we left the parade unprotested.
Oh, all right. Well, you're not protesting all of labor. You're protesting the CAW.
That's correct.
As
you know, we're a union community with Bruce Power.
Yeah, yeah.
And our fight is not with the folks that work for the union. It's really with the leadership.
That's
right. But it was interesting in that meeting, they expressed the fact that a lot of the other unions have contacted the CAW and said, you know, guys, you've made a mistake here.
Yeah. But what a climb down. I hope you're right. I think a lot of people hope you're right. But what a climb down for the union if they had to say, okay, you guys are right. We are not starting up this turbine.
I agree. It would be a complete reversal.
Yeah.
We've encouraged Ken to do that. And, his words, not ours, Dale, last November when he was setting up that public committee for folks like ourselves to input into, a volunteer. And unfortunately, we just got the terms of their committee structure.
Yeah, tell me a bit about it. Now, this is what the CAW was offering, to set up this community committee that would be in that would operate as the turbine was turning, right?
Exactly.
All right, okay.
So they offered this up last November to the town and to the Beachers Association in a meeting which we've documented. And the terms came through that the CAW would like to chair the meeting. They must have a majority of members. No information will be public unless a majority approves it of the committee, which they control.
Which they control.
All information presented, and this is the key.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's my wife who's sick.
Yeah.
All information presented becomes the property of the CAW, cannot be used by the individual in a hearing, tribunal, or court environment. So, essentially, you come forward out of the goodness of your heart to this magnanimous public committee, and you lose your rights to sue the CAW for harm.
You sign away your rights, yeah. I think a good lawyer could argue against that anyway, even if you did sign, but that's another issue.
It's very reminiscent, Dale, as you can appreciate, to the gag orders that the wind developers use on the farmers.
Well, it's kind of what it sounds like, isn't it? I find it unusual and rather odd that a union would be using some of those same tactics.
And I think to get that point across, I've erected a 4-foot by 8-foot sign detailing this issue and a few others on my property facing the front door of the CAW. So when all their folks, 10,000 other visitors, come this summer and walk past my home to the beach, they're all standing having a really great read.
That's a whole sheet of plywood.
It is. And I've taken a page out of Ken Lewenz's son's book, and he runs a campaign in Windsor called Fire the Liars.
Yeah.
Against Windsor Town Council.
All right.
And the heading on my sign is exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
Fire the liars. Shame on you, CAW members, for not questioning your leaders and allowing them to lie to the citizens of Saugeen Shores.
Meantime, the turbine sits there not working, right?
A giant waste of money. I would like to issue a challenge over the air for Ken, who you've had on your show many times, along with Ken Bondi.
Yes.
To come on and tell the citizens of Saugeen Shores, what is the status of the CAW turbine?
All right. I'm writing that down. We will get him. We will try to get Ken Lewenza on the air to give us an update from his point of view. I had heard from other people in the community there that they had heard that the CAW was having trouble hooking their turbine up to the grid. Is there any substantiation for that rumor?
I've heard, Dale, that there's a lot of problems with our grid trying to deal with all of the 60-cycle wind power that it's being inundated with.
Yeah.
Now, whether that's true or not, I can't say for sure. So we'll just have to hear it from Ken as to why it's not spinning.
Do you, in terms of the elected officials in town, have they heard anything from the CAW, or are they as much out of the picture as you guys are?
They're in the dark as well.
Really?
I've asked them, and all they've got is the terms of reference for the public committee, which they flatly turned down. But they, too, do not know the status of the CAW turbine.
So we're at a bit of a standoff here, aren't we, really?
Well, it's a summer doldrums, you know?
Yeah.
The suspicions from the tourist community that they don't want to fire it up when our population quadruples in the summertime here for fear of offending all the tourists. But that remains to be seen.
Are there any demonstration or events planned in the next few months?
We're currently working on one for the long weekend of August.
Okay.
We're doing fundraising with the Beachers Association and with our own local residents. And we had a very successful May 24th information session, which was a province-wide opportunity for tourists to come. And we educated quite a few people. We have two tents on the beaches here in Port Elgin and in Goebbels Grove. And, so we're planning a protest yet to be determined for the long weekend in August. And as soon as we get some more definitive details, we'll be sure to let you know.
Well, count me in for that one.
Listen, we'd love to have you here again, and we really appreciate your support.
All right. Now, if you have a comment or a question for Greg Smalls about that wind turbine or about their concerns, give us a call right now at 416-360-0740 or 866-740-4740.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
It's 11:47. This is Goldhawk Fights Back for You on Zoomer Radio, where the numbers are 416-360-0740 or 866-740-4740. My guest on the line is Greg Smalls. He's the co-founder of STOP, a people power group fighting against the CAW wind turbine up but not yet operating in Port Elgin. Jim is on the line from Hanover. Jim, what are your thoughts on this?
Yes, Dale, thank you. You mentioned there about hooking the power up to the lines.
Yeah.
Now, there is certain rules and regulations that if you're going to hook into Ontario Hydro, you have to get their approval first.
Oh, I'm sure you do, yeah.
And if you don't, a lot of people have put these big solar panels up and they can't hook into the hydro because the hydro wires can't carry any extra power.
Yeah.
And if the town of Port Elgin own their own power and their own power lines, they can say, we can't handle anymore, and they can hook into it.
What about that, Greg Smalls?
Yeah, we've looked into that angle.
Yeah.
And we were hoping originally that our company would be West Terrio, which Saugeen Shores, in fact, is a shareholder.
Yeah.
And it was not, and it's Hydro One.
Oh.
And I sent them a tersely worded directive that we don't want it hooked up.
Yeah.
And they got back, of course, with it's already been approved.
Yeah, well, exactly. So, in other words, don't bother.
It's a good thought, and if we controlled that hookup as a municipality, we'd be sure to be leveraging that the correct way.
It's a good idea, Jim. Too bad it won't work in this case, then.
Okay, then.
All right, thanks a lot. Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, Greg Smalls, that we have Dick Killam, a councillor in Kings County in Nova Scotia, with us a little later on in the programming. I just think it's ironic that council there apparently, and I got to get the details straight in my own mind as well, has voted for a moratorium on large-scale wind development in their area, concerned about, well, the very same things that you're concerned about with your one turbine in Port Elgin, and it looks like they might be able to make it stick. Too bad, municipalities.
Reading that release there this morning as well.
Yeah.
And what I found interesting, Dale, was and in the previously approved setbacks were 700 meters.
Yeah.
And which is quite a large setback distance, and still with that setback, they're going forward with their moratorium, and you know, kudos to them.
Yeah,
that really takes balls, for lack of better words, for these folks to stand up to this. And it's surprising the amount of municipalities that are working behind the scenes, using whatever tools they can to fight this this pandemic that's a scourge across Ontario.
But the other point is, this is the thought-provoking part. Can they make it stick as a municipality? Because you could have municipalities all over Ontario saying we don't want wind turbines and passing motions, but they wouldn't stick because of the Green Energy Act.
I agree. But what was interesting at the last FIT seminar, where they changed the rates around a bit to make it look good,
yeah,
McGuinty came out and said, I have all kinds of communities that want wind turbines.
Yeah.
I don't need the headaches that are associated with wind turbines going into communities that don't want them. So,
well, that's easy then. Yeah.
So with that, people like Meaford,
yeah,
have recently passed resolution saying, thanks for that information, we don't want them.
Take the premier at his word.
Yeah, and we're getting, there's a movement afoot for all municipalities,
yeah,
to send those resolutions into Premier McGuinty, saying, if you have so many, good for you. We don't want ours.
I think, generally speaking, and I've encountered this frequently with provincial governments over my many years, they often really don't know what's going on out in the countryside. And I don't think that the Premier has properly appreciated the amount of resentment, growing resentment, that exists over these wind turbines.
Yeah, well, the best thing that could happen would be for Premier McGuinty to get on his election bus, in all fairness, and make a trip through rural Ontario and hold town halls along the way. And we would come out and we would respect his position, but we would sure let him know, so there'd be no misconception about how rural Ontario feels, especially about renewable energy.
Yeah. All right, let's hear from Maureen on the line. Maureen, what would you like to add to this conversation?
Well, I agree with him about the wind turbines. I don't like them either. And they had a big parade on the weekend about the nuclear dump that they're putting up there. I want to know what his thoughts are on getting rid of the nuclear dump.
What about that, Greg?
Well, from a personal perspective, it would be the last thing that I would ever want our municipality to consciously pursue and implement. Kincardine, as you're probably aware, has the low and medium.
Yes.
And 17 different communities have put their hands up and said, we're interested in learning more information, supposedly, about the DGR for high level. And I would simply say, I don't need any more information. I just don't want it here.
I agree. But do you think we're going to win?
I know there's a, because I've met with them, there's a strong group together. I believe the Saugeen Shores and the five neighboring communities to the low and medium hosting agreement will all do the right thing, because placing it within close proximity to the seventh largest body of fresh water in the world, connected to four other lakes that represent 20% of the fresh water in the world, is a dumb thing, because nobody could say there will never be an earthquake that would squash those concrete lead canisters 1,500 feet below ground.
I agree.
It's impossible to predict.
Now, for those, hang on, both of you, for those who don't live in that area but who are listening, they want a little bit of background information on what's happening there with this nuclear dump proposal.
Well, all I know is they had a big parade on the weekend to stop the nuclear dump. And so I don't know what the fallout has been from that, but I do hope that, I've forgotten your name, sir,
Greg,
we can pursue this. I don't want the wind turbines up there either.
No, I hear you, Maureen, but I'm running out of time here. Greg, then can I hear from you? Who wants to put what where? Just so the rest of us can be up on what's going on there with the nuclear dump thing as well.
The federal government has passed an act saying find a space to store high-level nuclear spent fuel. And the nuclear community, three of them, Bruce Power, Quebec, and New Brunswick, the operators, have formed a nuclear waste management organization. So it's an industry group. And they are looking for a host community in Ontario to take high-level spent fuel that 22 U.S. states have already said no to.
So the point is nobody said yes yet, and nobody's likely to, I wouldn't think.
It's a process that's underway, but to give you an example, Dale, just being a host to the Kincardine low and medium storage unit provides each host community with $6 million over 30 years.
Yeah.
How could you ever say no to being a candidate for high? It's a flawed process.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that our municipalities would do the right thing And it's the optics. It's tourism, it's retirement living, and we just don't need that here. We don't need the risk.
All right, let's go on. Thank you, Maureen. Here's Bob calling from Stratford. Bob, what are your thoughts?
Oh, good morning. Greg, I'm out here at Arran Lake, and my wife and I have been here for a while. We see lots of signs around. But one thing that really disturbed me was when we went into Port Elgin, and I saw that Y child care building within a stone's throw of the
it's 800 meters.
Yeah, and you know what bothers me is there's documented cases of people getting sick from the wind turbines. What's it going to do to the youngsters that are there?
Well, I can just tell you, Bob, that we have already contacted the president of YMCA, the national president. Mm-hmm. We've asked him to put us in touch with the local folks who are responsible for that facility out of Owen Sound, Ontario. And we're still waiting for them to phone us back, because we've done presentations to the Gray Bruce school boards about the exact subject you're talking about, mm-hmm. the impact of infrasound on children's hearing. And I agree with you. The elementary school is 1,100 meters. That daycare is 800 meters. Something has to get done.
I agree. And just one, can I have permission to take the picture of your sign?
You can.
I can. Thank you.
There you go. Take a picture of it and put it up somewhere else. Is that what you're going to do?
Oh, exactly.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. Spread the word. I guess that's the kind of thing you like to hear, Greg.
For sure. And yeah. You know, you wouldn't believe the number of CAW people and tourists who have simply stopped by to read every word on that 4x8 sign.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's encouraging, because when people get an opportunity to really learn the truth, very few of them don't acknowledge that there's some big issues here.
Yeah. Greg, thanks very much for spending some time with us. Stay in touch. Keep us apprised of anything that's going on there, will you?
And Dale, I think a good future show would be if I put you in touch with the two folks that run SOS, Save Our Saugeen Shores, which is the nuclear repository folks, and I think you'd have a great show there, too.
Send me the info on that.
I will.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dale.
Okay, bye for now. Greg Smalls is the co-founder of STOP. That's short for Saugeen Shores. Turbine operating policy. There you go. Stop.
Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740, Zoomer Radio.